Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Conley. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Bob Conley. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Bauschi reaches second base with a double. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Marshall moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Marshall scores. Thompson moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Hearn now pitching. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Neiman moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to third. Drott moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Drott scores. Taylor moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herrera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Ashburn moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Long strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herrera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henry moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hearn covering, for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Jack Meyer now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauschi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long strikes out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolski pinch hits for Jack Meyer. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bauschi hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman hits a line drive into left field. Anderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Anderson. Thompson moves to third. Neiman moves to second. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. Henry strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson tags and scores. Neiman tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-4, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Dave Philly. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herrera hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Bowman now playing right field. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bowman who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez has Banks trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and over to Herrera, who tags Banks for the out. Long moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob will now playing right field. Chick King now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Willie Jones pinch hits for Turkvar. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Post pinch hits for Bobby Young. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post scores. Bauschi moves to second. It's 8-6, Cubs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi scores. Bowman moves to third. It's 8-7, Cubs. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowman scores. Anderson moves to second. It's Cubs, 8, Phillies, 8. John Buzzard now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Kaczynski now playing second base. Don Erickson now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Herrera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Gabe Gabler pinch hits for John Buzzard. Gabe Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Neiman moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Taylor goes all the way around to score. Dark moves to second. It's 10-8, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to third. Banks moves to second. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 8. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Solly Hemus pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Simmons pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata pinch hits for Ted Kaczynski. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 8. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.